I was playing about cutting some audio, a little bit of audio from the Google Hangout last night between myself and Rich Roberts and Jamie Doughty, just to see how easy it would be to strip audio, sections of audio from the YouTube video and then get it onto Audioboo. And it's very, very easy. The method I did, I'll describe maybe possible later, but here's a sample of just basically a 2-minute clip, as it were. And well, I thought I'd have a little bit of fun while I was doing it. So the first one you hear is slightly speeded up, and then you'll hear after that the correct one, and you may well then recognise the voices. It's just a bit of fun, but it also shows me how to manipulate and do some more technical stuff, which is all an education.
Yeah, come on in, Rich. And like, how come I didn't get laid off? And he sort of stood up a little bit, leaned over his desk, and looking out out in the hallway there, make sure nobody is. And goes, Rich, the reality is you're cheap labor. Because the majority of the people that laid off were people that had been there for like 20, 25 years, and they were making like, double what I was making.
Yeah.
And he says, not that your work is cheap, you're a damn good worker, and I wish I could pay you more, but it's just your wage is lower than most of the other people that got let go, and along with, I guess they got rid of most of the troublemakers, I guess, that were in the company and stuff. So it was a really surreal, rude awakening. It's like, because this is when I was just coming out of service, because in the service, you got this planet in your mind that if you're a low person on a totem pole, you're the first one to go. And that's where in the food chain, I just felt I was, low person on a totem pole, so I'm going to be heading out the door. And it wasn't the case. So it's really, one of those life lessons, like, wow, I'm cheap labor, but...
But, you're cheaper, so you last a bit longer in that role.
Yeah.
But then you're kind of aspiring to... something a bit more.
You try to. You hear about over in Greece, people over there, they retire in a...
Now, the real guys, as you would normally hear them.
Yeah, come on in, Rich. And it's like, how come I didn't get laid off? And he sort of stood up a little bit, leaned over his desk and looking... out in the hallway there, make sure nobody is, and goes, Rich, the reality is you're cheap labor. Because the majority of the people that laid off were people that had been there for like 20, 25 years, and they were making like, double what I was making.
Yeah.
And he says, not that your work is cheap, you're a damn good worker, and I wish I could pay you more, but it's just your wage is lower than most of the other people that got let go, and along with, I guess they got rid of most of the troublemakers, I guess, that were in the company and stuff. So it was a really surreal, rude awakening. It's like, because this is when I was just coming out of service, because in the service, you got this planet in your mind that if you're a low person on a totem pole, you're the first one to go. And that's where in the food chain, I just felt I was, low person on a totem pole, so I'm going to be heading out the door, and it wasn't the case. So it's really one of those life lessons. Like, wow, I'm cheap labor,
you're cheaper, so you last a bit longer in that role.
Yeah,
but then you.
And of course, it's got more serious implications in the fact that from a Google Hangout, or if you would like, even from just any other YouTube recording, you would be able to strip out something that may be very worthwhile to put up onto Audioboo, which would be just as enjoyable hearing as seeing. And of course, there are time limitations if you have a 3-minute or 5-minute account or a 30-minute account, but just in my mind, I've feel that I could use it more, and given the time limitations, we could all do something. And of course, then we're adding to the great directory of Audioboo, And to me, that's anything that does that. It's all sound, it's all audio, and that's what Audioboo is all about. So I'm just looking for ways of getting material from other sources. And this may be one way. And on another note, that of course, if you listen to the second part where it's at the correct speed, you'll pick out that Rich is actually relating the story to Jamie about when he was working and the position he was kind of a put in by his boss. And although it stopped short, this is only a test, but it does actually tell a lot of story. It's not just all fun. One other thing I'd like to say is I know, because I was told by Nick Holloway Vox, that you can actually download a YouTube MP4 and then upload that to Audioboo, and Audioboo will strip out the video and leave the audio. That is a simple way of doing it. But of course then you are really tied with your time limitations and how many YouTubes that would be worth clipping out to send to Audioboo would come within your time limits if you haven't got the pro account, for example. So I think this way is better. I think I can explain, or I'll explain another way exactly how I did it. This one's dead easy. You can pick out exactly what you want and then just do what you want with it. So I think although the MP4 download via YouTube is easier, it's only marginally easier, and I think this allows you to edit exactly to the time you want timed. Hopefully.